Okay, so I have been asked by some of the viewers over on the CBN channel why I chose to move to Panama. I'll just give you the quick version of that story. And so for those of you who are interested, about 11 years ago, I moved out of the United States and moved to Panama full time. Now, we had lived in Panama for 1 year before that, back in 2007 and 2008, because I went down there to write a book. We homeschooled our kids. And rather than go down there to do research for 4, 5, 6 months and be away from my family, we figured why not just make it kind of a big, you know, field trip for our kids and take them down to Panama with us. And we went down there and lived there for a year. We loved that year that we were there. We lived in a working class community where there were no Americans. It was 100% Spanish. Everywhere we went with our little family of five kids, it was, we'd get out of the car, it'd be like a family of giraffes showed up. Everybody just stopped everything and just was amazed that we were there. It was a great way to learn Spanish because it was jumping into the deep end. And our kids learned Spanish very quickly. My youngest kids were only 4 years old at that time, and they picked up Spanish fluently in 6 months. It was amazing to see, and they are still fluent to this day and don't even have an accent. So that was a very good experience for us. We fell in love with Panama, the culture, the people, the language, not so much the food, but everything else we liked about it. And we went back to the United States for 5 years, and just having been gone and coming back, you could see the de-evolution of American culture. Sort of, it stuck out more. It was very stark. And then as we lived in America for those 5 years, every year my taxes went up. Every year the quality of life went down. It got more dangerous. It got more, you know, just sort of expensive. And we just missed Panama more and more every day. The thing that was kind of the straw that broke the camel's back for me was the election in 2012, the second Obama election. I had been sent to Detroit, Michigan, to report on the violence that would have happened if Romney had won. And while I was there, I watched massive voter fraud taking place in the at the polling places. Where I was stationed, people, you know, you're not allowed to electioneer within 1,000 yards of a polling place, but there were people literally standing in the door of the polling place with Obama T-shirts on, stopping every person who came in, saying, "Now you're gonna vote for Obama, right? You're gonna vote for Obama, right?" And if you had said, "No, I'm voting for Romney," they wouldn't have let you in. They would have probably ripped your arms off. I was so disgusted by that. That I just decided and not only that, but I had just had to pay my taxes for the previous year. My wife keeps very good financial records. And when you added up what I paid in federal, state, and local, municipal tax, property tax, sales tax, travel tax, gas tax, cell phone tax, sales tax, et cetera, I was paying 62% of my income in taxes. Now, I think they have a term for that in the modern world, and it's called slavery. If I don't get to keep 1 cent that I work to make, going around the world, putting my life on the line, making reporting on from war zones, if I don't get to keep 1 penny of that until September every year, I think that's called slavery. And I just couldn't take it anymore. I was watching the America be stolen from me. At the polling place. So voting at the ballot box seemed like it didn't do any good. I wasn't prepared to vote with a rifle yet. So voting with my feet was the next best option. And so we moved to Panama. I also felt like that de-evolution of American culture, that thin veneer of civilization that exists over society, was getting thinner all the time, and the cracks were beginning to show, and it was just getting more and more dangerous. And I didn't feel like that was going to stop. And indeed, I was right. So I thought it would be a good idea to go someplace where it's tranquil and peaceful and kind of off the beaten path, with a year-round growing season and very good year-round water supply, and where you didn't need heat, you didn't need air conditioning, so you could live very well without electricity if it came to that, because I really feel like harder times are coming in the United States in the very near future. So we turned our lodge, the home that we lived in Panama, I'm sorry, in West Virginia, turned our cabin there into an Airbnb, and then moved to Panama full-time in 2012, right at the end of the year. And we've been there ever since. And we love it in Panama. We bought a house in a mountain village way up in the mountains, off the beaten path. It's about 75 degrees year round. It's a kind of springtime weather, year round growing season. Again, we can have our windows and doors open year round with no heat, no cooling. It's just a perfect temperature all the time. And so it's very idyllic place to live. But it's also a much safer and more tranquil place to live. And because of the foreign earned income exclusion, and since I earn most of my money outside the United States, I can save a tremendous amount of money on my taxes and reduce my overall tax rate to something like 25% rather than 62%. And 25% is still too much, but it's much better than it was. And so that's why we moved there. Since then, in the 11 years that we've been in Panama, as I go back to the United States, I continue to see the de-evolution of American culture, the foregoing of the foundational precepts that founded America, of morality and self-reliance and those sorts of things that made America, America, that made the America the place that we all love and that everybody wants to come to. Everybody still wants to come there, but they don't realize how much America has changed. They don't realize how much the taxes have gone up, how much the costs have gone up. My wife and I went out to eat at like Chick-fil-A the other day in the United States, just the two of us, and it was like $40 for two people to go to a fast food joint. That's ridiculous. In Panama, it's gotten much more expensive as well, but there, you know, it's like this. And so, you know, in Panama, if we went out to eat at a nice restaurant, it might be $40. There are much cheaper places in the world than that, but we're okay with that. You can live in Panama on a much smaller budget. The tax savings alone for me living in Panama are worth living there, just because I make money. I keep a lot more of my money living in Panama than I do living in the United States. I still maintain my American citizenship, and so I still have to pay taxes to the United States. But there is that write-off called the foreign earned income exclusion, which helps me because most of my income comes from outside the United States. So that is the short version of why I moved to Panama, to answer the question of the people there. If you have more questions like that, feel free to ask them below, or you can contact me via email at hotzonehalton@gmail.com. And I try to answer all those. I'm getting a lot of them right now, but if I can, I'll answer your questions. Today, I'm going to go forward to the Gaza line as close as I can get and see what we can find up there. And there's more coming. So stay tuned. Thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. Please tell your friends about the podcast. And if you want to follow the rest of my writing and reporting for CBN Newsmax, you know, all the different places where I put my reporting, I try to aggregate everything at chuckholton.locals.com. So you can go there and check that out. Anyway, thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. Take care.